coming from the Book of Wiley. The very right Brother Marcus D. Wiley. And don't forget about his heavenly hype man, Brother For Real. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for today's sanctified sermon topic.
Amen. Yes, Feels good.
Yes, it does.
Good to have you back in service, Yolanda.
Tony.
Glad to be back.
Amen. All right. Today we want to look at the Book of Revelation.
Are you going to Revelation, huh?
The 20th chapter.
Go deep, bro.
And the 10th verse.
Well,
Yolanda.
Yes, sir.
Read.
The devil.
Who deceived them.
Was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone.
Ooh.
Where the beast.
The beast.
And the false
beast
prophet.
Some false prophets.
It's a lot of people in there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they will be tormented.
Day and night.
Forever. And ever.
And for a few minutes this morning.
Well, Reverend.
I would like to talk from the topic.
Go ahead now.
Man, hold up.
What's up, baby?
Normally, I don't preach from the Book of Revelations because it scares the hell out of me.
Yes. Well, yeah, do a lot of people like that.
Since I'm tired of being scared all by myself.
Yeah, right now.
I'm going to scare the hell out of some other people today.
Do what you got to do, Rip.
What inspired this message was a lady in a grocery store. I overheard her saying that her kids are bad as hell. After reading this text, I wish I could find that lady and tell her hell is worse.
Yes, it's worse.
Oh, yeah, your little old kids ain't got nothing on hell.
Not at all.
I mean, look at the text. It say a lake of fire and brimstone. This ain't the lake that Apollonia purified herself in, Lake Minnetonka on Purple Rain.
Yeah, I got you.
That ain't that lake. No, this is a lake of fire and brimstone.
Yes, sir.
I mean, when I'm frying chicken and grease pop on my arm, I can barely take that. So I know I can't take this lake.
Well.
It goes on to say tormented day and night. This is a suffering day and night.
Don't go nowhere.
Luke 13 and 28 says it's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Right.
Some of you avoiding the dentist at work.
Yeah.
Oh, you better try to avoid that dentist down in hell.
Yes, it's going
to
be hot.
Then they go on to say forever. And ever.
Yes, sir.
That means no expiration dates.
No, ain't no end
No
this.
Off days.
No, sir.
No parole in hell.
You can't get out of hell.
See, on earth, our depictions of hell, they don't sound all that bad.
Well,
if a sister look good, we say she fine as hell.
That's what we say.
If a brother got swag, we say he cool as hell.
That's what they say.
If you got some degrees, they say you smart as hell.
That's what they say.
But all I'm saying is hell is not a vacation.
No, it's not a destination.
No.
Take another look.
If you're not covered by the blood,
then
you're destined for it.
Come on.
Hell is not a good place to go.
No, sir.
It's not a country club. I don't want to go and wouldn't wish my worst enemies to go.
That's exactly right.
It's my prayer this morning that everybody accept Jesus Christ.
That's right.
He is the only one who can reroute you.
Right.
Redeem you. And renew you.
Yes, it can.
And now as my daddy would close church every Sunday, he would say, now unto him who's ever keep us from stumbling and falling.
Thank you, Lord.
And present us faultless before the Almighty God.
Yes, sir.
May the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide henceforth, now and forevermore.
What are we going to say?
Can you say Can you say I know he's all right.
Tell him you ain't going with him. Go with the king.
I know he's all right.
I would say you preached it, but I ain't going to say it, Reverend.
Amen.
I ain't going to say it.
You ain't going to say it?
I would say you preached it, but I ain't going to say it.
Don't do it.
Put the brakes on.
Break it.
You preached the heaven in us.
Breaker 1-9, Reverend.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it right there.
Please.
Yes, I.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm good, Adams.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be a lot of stress.
Read that text.
Get out of there. Okay.
That text scared the hell out of me.
I don't care how many books you read. You ain't coming out of there.
You ain't coming out there.
Marcus D. Wiley, sanctified sermon topic. Man, hold up. Reality.
Just him?
Yes, Lord.
It's crazy.
You saw he kept going with it. Reality ain't be on the-